Reports out of Afghanistan say that while Afghan President Ashraf Ghani was delivering his holiday message for the Muslim celebrations, the Taliban fired a set of rockets toward the presidential palace in Kabul. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has details.
The attack prompted a ferocious aerial response with helicopter gunships bombing the house from where the rockets were reportedly launched. No injuries were reported. The first rocket landed somewhere near the presidency building, while the second hit near a NATO compound and the U.S. embassy. The boom of the rockets was heard in the live broadcast of President Ashraf Ghani's speech. As he also heard the thud, Ghani interrupted his message to say, if they're thinking the rocket attack will keep Afghans down, they are wrong. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt has just wrapped up delivering remarks to the European Union. Reuters' Scarlett Svetanovich explains why.
Britain is pressing its European allies to stand with the United States and increase sanctions against Russia. The US hit Moscow with new economic curbs this month. In an interview with BBC Radio, Hunt said the EU should join President Trump.
That's Reuters' Scarlett Svetanovich. As the U.S. November midterm congressional elections draw closer, Republicans are keeping a watchful eye on U.S. President Trump's public approval rating, which now stands at an average of about 42%. He remains in the low 40s in two new surveys. The Gallup Weekly poll has him at about 42% approval, while a new Monmouth University poll has him at 43%. Three recent surveys show that the president's approval rating continues to fall below 40%, and that is a possible red flag as Republicans look ahead to the midterm elections. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports that the White House says that a 95-year-old former Nazi concentration camp guard who was living in New York City has been deported to Germany overnight. This is 14 years after a judge ordered his expulsion.
Yakiv Polly lived quietly in the U.S. until nearly three decades ago when investigators found his name on an old Nazi roster and another fellow former Nazi guard revealed him. In 2004, a judge ordered him deported to Germany, but no country would take him. So Polly continued to live in his Queens home, where protesters would chant, "Your neighbor is a Nazi." Polly's deportation comes after weeks of diplomatic negotiations.
AP's Julie Walker. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has survived a leadership challenge within his own Conservative Liberal Party. He called for a leadership vote Tuesday, a day after he abandoned plans to legalize the nation's targeted limits of greenhouse gas emissions. Reuters' Ed Giles reports.
Despite coming out on top, Turnbull's narrow victory did little to stop speculation over his future as Australia's leader and the possibility of an early election. The Liberal Party vote came after Turnbull tried to push through a new climate bill his right-wing opponents didn't like over the past week. He watered it down, but that didn't seem to be enough for his challengers. And a recent poll showed a sharp fall in support for the governing coalition. Australia's due for a federal election by May next year. Some say this week's leadership contest could mean that vote will happen sooner rather than later.
That's Reuters' Ed Giles. Officials in Russia's southern province of Chechnya say militants in the region staged a series of attacks on police targets Monday, leaving five militants dead and several police officers wounded. Police say two knife-wielding attackers broke into the police station in the southern town of Shali and stabbed two officers. In a separate incident, police said two attackers there tried to blow up a truck in a suicide attack, but the vehicle failed to detonate. Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi told a Singapore audience that terrorism in her country's Rakhine state could have grave consequences for the area.
The danger of terrorist activities, which was the initial cause of events leading to the humanitarian crisis in Rakhine, remains real and present today. Unless this security challenge is addressed, the risk of intercommunal violence will remain. It is a threat that could have grave consequences, not just for Myanmar, but also for other countries in our region and beyond.
Suu Kyi said spaces have been mapped out for the resettlement of people returning from refugee camps in Bangladesh. However, she said it was difficult to set a time frame for the return, suggesting the onus was on DACA to get the process started. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.